Sean, talk about last gasp. There must be a lot of disappointment in your dressing room. In terms of the performance, how pleased were you?
No, the performance was good. I mean, we created enough chances to certainly win the game. Didn't take them. You know, credit to Accrington for staying resolute and staying strong and riding their luck. And you know, the main thing I'm pleased with is I haven't got a young player with a broken leg after a really poor challenge, and certainly a straight red in my opinion, and then a two-footed challenge second half, which is a sending off as well. But that aside, I must make it clear, I credit Accrington, because to get through a cup game, you need to ride your luck. You need, whether it's decisions, whether it's chances missed, which we had enough of to win the game, and they've stuck at it and they've managed to get a scramble of a goal.
You mentioned young Aidan O'Neill, a very eye-catching performance, but it could have ended very badly for him in that first half.
Yeah, I'm very pleased it didn't. You know, I don't think there's any place for challenges in that like that in a game. I was astounded that it wasn't a straight red, as I was with a two-footed tackle in the second half. But, like I say, that's one of them things. You know, forgetting that, we'd done more than enough to win the game. We'd kept the ball, we'd had dominant periods of possession, we'd opened them up, the keepers made saves, we'd missed golden chances. You can't do that against whoever you're playing. You know, you need to make sure you take care of business. And we did in the performance, but not in the finish, which is obviously the important thing. You need the outcome.
Is it the kind of lesson you've had in the Premier League in the past, where you have made lots of chances and not taken them and ended up on the wrong end?
Well, it's a different animal. Cup games are different. I've been on the other side of cup results, and everyone knows that. So, you know, cup games are like this sometimes.
In terms of the chances that you did create, you ended up with Gray and Arfield and Boyd all on the field, and Gray had a couple of opportunities of his own, but was it one of those nights in front of goal, or should you be taking more?
I think it's a bit of both. I think the Dukes had two chances. One slid past them in the first half, a header in the second half. Andre's had chances. They've blocked as well, and I must give them credit for that, and they've got saves in, so there's credit for that as well. But at our level of the market, with the team we put out, it's a strong side. I felt strong enough to do the job tonight. Then you have to take them chances. You know, that's the key thing.
One wonderful save from your goalkeeper, Nick Pope, caught the eye. A couple of other players in for the first time. John Flanagan at fullback, a chance to look at them. Were you impressed with them?
Yeah, Pope did well in general. He makes the one save that he had to make, he made, and couldn't make the other one at the end. And Flano's getting fitter. We know he needs to get sharper. We know he needs game time. But do the lads who played tonight are doing them world of good to get games. And I thought Tarkey was good, nice and strong with Kevin Long. I thought Aidan O'Neill was excellent again. You know, I think there was good performances. But, you know, performances go out the winner unless you win. That's the key thing in this game.
I know you said in the build-up, there's no point having a squad if you're not going to use it, and you need these lads to be ready. How much will they have benefited from the experience if you need them in the Premier League?
Well, they need to be fit, they need to be ready, match fit. It wasn't really about that, though. I must make it clear, that side that I put out tonight was strong enough to win that game. And if you look at the stats and facts, which don't win a game, by the way, stats and facts, we know that from Saturday, but we've created enough to win a game. But you've got to take them chances. A bit of mixture, as I said. Us not taking chances, them doing well to get blocks and saves in. That's sometimes the way it goes.
Almost like a home game for you tonight. 1,800 Burnley fans, they made some racket, but unfortunately they'll be disappointed. I guess bigger picture, if you stay in the Premier League, it'll be quickly forgotten?
It'll be quickly forgotten because that's the nature of the game. We've got Chelsea on Saturday, so we'll be forgotten by tomorrow morning. We'll have a chat with the players, make sense of it, show them a few clips, things we could do better, things we could learn from. But then it's out the window because Chelsea comes quickly on Saturday.